Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Squawk 7000 is bringing you a roundup of aviation news this week, starting April 10th in association with flyinginireland.com. Remember to subscribe and to keep us as Ireland's number one aviation podcast, and we'll deliver the news to your device every Monday morning. I'm Michael Cummin. In the headlines this week, the Dublin CTA faces further temporary closure and North Runway operating hour restrictions due to controller shortages. CityJet welcomes the first CRJ-1000 to support growing wet lease business. Dublin Airport experiences the busiest weekend of the year with 485,000 passengers over the Easter bank holiday. And a joint initiative to combat illegal drone use near Dublin Airport sees the launch of an information leaflet. US President Joe Biden will visit Ireland this week. In preparation for the visit, the IAA has warned pilots to be aware of short-notice temporary restricted areas, or TRAs, that may be established in relation to the visit. In a statement, the IAA said, due to a planned security state operation, temporary restricted areas, or TRAs, of airspace will be required to be put in place within the Shannon FIOR during the week commencing the 10th of April. No confirmed information is available at this time. Final details, such as TRAs, will be communicated by NOTAM. Pilots and operators of unmanned aircraft systems should check in advance for this information prior to undertaking any flights within the Shannon FIOR during the indicated time period to ensure they do not infringe any of these TRAs. Mr. Biden will fly into Belfast on Tuesday, April 11th, and then travel to Dublin on Wednesday afternoon with a planned stop-off in Dundalk. He'll spend the day in Dublin on Thursday before travelling to Ballina County Mayo on Friday. It's not clear whether he will depart for the US immediately afterwards or on Saturday morning. Any airspace restrictions are likely to be in the vicinity of these areas. During the last US presidential visit, Gardaí visited many local GA aerodromes around the country that would be in the vicinity of the Marine One flight path, advising them not to operate on certain days. Several US military aircraft have already arrived in the country before the visit. The UK CAA has published details of the restricted airspace around Belfast International Airport connected to the visit of US President Joe Biden on the 11th and 12th of April. Between 1900 hours on the 11th of April and 2000 hours on the 12th of aircraft, no aircraft shall fly below flight level 105 within the area of a circle having a radius of 13 nautical miles, whose centre is at Belfast International Airport. The restrictions do not apply to aircraft under the control of the Air Traffic Control Unit at Belfast Aldergrove International Airport or Belfast City Airport. Well, following a similar airspace closure in the early hours of Wednesday, the 29th of March, the Dublin CTA closed again overnight this weekend. In the latest NOTAM issued by the IAA, it notified aircrew and operators that the Dublin CTA would go to zero flow from 0100 hours to 0130 Zulu and again from 0300 hours to 0330 Zulu on April 9th. This meant there could be no traffic in the Dublin CTA between these times. During the last closure, a number of aircraft were affected and included two Aer Lingus flights from the US that had to hold at high altitude over the Shannon VOR before they could continue on their journey. Given that we're now further into the summer season and one of the busiest weekends for air travel for the year, it's likely many more flights will be affected. Flying in Ireland also reports that the new North Runway will also have its opening hours restricted due to a reported controller shortage at Dublin Airport. The runway was due to reach full operational capacity by March 2023, but will now only operate until 1800 hours each day for the rest of the summer. A spokesperson for the IAA during the last closure said that due to short-notice sick leave, the IAA's Dublin Air Traffic Control operations temporarily restricted the flow of air traffic arriving and departing Dublin Airport in order to ensure safety was maintained. The IAA liaised with the airlines and the DAA about the flow restrictions. Flying in Ireland also contacted the Office of the Minister of State at the Department of Transport with responsibility for aviation, Jack Chambers, following the last airspace closure, but has so far failed to get a comment on the matter. CityJet received their first of five 100-seat CRJ-1000s last week to support their growing wet lease business. Echo India Hotel India Charlie was delivered from Ljubljana to Copenhagen recently and entered service on their new ACMI contract with Lufthansa last weekend. India Charlie was built in 2011. CityJet also operate nine CRJ-900s in a mixture of Eor and Elor models. The now famous Burr Breakfast Fly-In, the traditional flying season opener, will take place on April 15th next. The event last year was attended by over 100 aircraft and raised over €20,000 for St. Vincent de Paul Burr. €100,000 was raised by participating pilots on the day, with that amount matched by Simtech Aviation. The fly-in was supported by over 40 volunteers from the Ormond Flying Club and the local community who cooked breakfast, marshalled aircraft and manned the radio. Squawk 7000 will also be there for our podcast this weekend. Also dropping in to Burr after their month with the Irish Air Corps will be the two well-travelled bears, Captain Paddy T. Bear and his sidekick Lucky, who will give you an opportunity to follow their fundraising efforts on their now new dedicated website, aviationireland.ie. The General Aviation Safety Council of Ireland, GASCI, will host a safety evening at the Cork International Airport Hotel on the 20th of April, starting at 7:30. Everyone's welcome and refreshments will be provided. There'll be a wide range of presentations, including from the AAIU, the Irish Air Corps, AFTA and the Royal National Lifeboat Institute, or RNLI. Daniel Delaney will present on reducing risks in navigation. Activities in restricted and military operating areas will be presented by Captain Robert Keane for the Air Corps. Strip flying from Jerry Humphreys, AFTA, and Helena Duggan from RNLI will present a presentation on sea survival. For pilots participating in the Funfly Wings Award, this event will count towards the safety seminar element of the award. And for any pilots who've never been to one of these events before, they're well worth attending, regardless of your experience level. It's always a good opportunity to learn something new and to meet other pilots from the GA community in Ireland. The first three awards from the Funfly series were presented recently at the Private Flyer Ireland event last weekend. Ruth Bagnall, Miles Sheehy and Mark Dwyer were the first to complete the required tasks for the Bronze Award, while another 10 pilots are currently working towards completion. Full details of the award scheme can be found at funfly.ie. The Irish Air Corps and Airline Pilot Club will hold a joint webinar on April 11th at 7 p.m. That's Tuesday evening. This is a chance for you to learn more about the Irish Air Corps, its operations and what they're currently looking for in their recruitment campaign. The Irish Air Corps is currently seeking applicants who are interested in operating highly advanced aircraft in complex operational environments. They're looking for clear, concise and effective communication skills as a must, as will be a high level of self-motivation and the ability to motivate others while working effectively in a team. The National Flight Centre Pilot Academy, NFC, at Dublin's Weston Airport has nominated Orbis Ireland as their charity partner for 2023. Orbis is a humanitarian organisation committed to preserving and restoring sight in the developing world through training eye care personnel and strengthening the capacity of in-country eye care institutions and services. 338 million people are blind or have a moderate to severe visual impairment. All of the funds from the sale of their 60-minute flight simulator vouchers at NFC were donated to the cause, and they recently presented a cheque to Orbis for €6,000. Dublin Aerospace Group, the aircraft maintenance MRO company based out of Dublin Airport and Exeter Airport, has announced that Jason Mahoney will join its board of directors. In a career spanning 36 years, he brings a wealth of knowledge and experience to the Dublin Aerospace Board and will play a key role in the development of the company. He started as an apprentice aircraft engineer with British Airways and has held C-suite board and director positions at British Airways and TUI Airlines. Just under 500,000 passengers were set to pass through Dublin Airport over the Easter bank holiday weekend. A total of 248,000 people were expected to depart from Dublin Airport during the 5 days between April 5th and Monday 10th. And 237,000 were scheduled to arrive in Ireland through the capital's airport, making it the busiest weekend of the year so far. Today, Easter Monday, will be the busiest day in the 5 day period, with 103,000 passengers flying in and out of Dublin Airport. DAA, the operator of Dublin Airport, is reporting that 92% of passengers have been processed in under 20 minutes at the central security screening areas this year so far. The board of Ryanair Holdings PLC have announced that Ms. Elizabeth Kustinger, an Austrian citizen, and Eamon Brennan, an Irishman, have agreed to join the board of Ryanair Holdings PLC as non-executive directors effective from the 1st of April. Elizabeth Kustinger is a former Austrian politician who was an MEP from 2009 to 2017. She retired from politics in 2022 to become CEO of an Austrian fintech. Eamon Brennan was former chief executive of the Irish Aviation Authority and more recently the Director General of Eurocontrol from 2018 to 2022. Mr. Brennan has been a central figure in European aviation for the last 5 years.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
As part of a joint initiative to combat the illegal use of drones near airports, an information leaflet will be circulated to residential, commercial and retail outlets located around Dublin Airport. The leaflet was prepared and issued by An Garda Síochána, DAA, the operators of Dublin Airport, and the Irish Aviation Authority. It highlights the dangers of unauthorised flying of drones within 5 kilometres of the airport and urges anyone who sees such action to report them to An Garda Síochána immediately. Peter Carney, CEO of the Irish Aviation Authority, said that this was part of an ongoing safety campaign carried out by the three organisations to stop the illegal operation of drones within the restricted areas around the airport. Despite the best attempts of the Irish weather to scupper the inaugural private flyers show at Weston last Saturday, the event turned out to be a tremendous success. Poor weather on Friday prevented a number of display aircraft from the UK from making the trip over, but half did make it, including a range of impressive aircraft from agents such as Beechcraft, WF Aviation and Cirrus Aircraft. Parked outside, the unique Cirrus jet got a lot of attention from visitors, as did the Airbus H130. WF Aviation had a range of pre-owned aircraft on display they currently have for sale. Their teams were also on hand to offer general advice on buying second-hand aircraft. Some classic Western residents such as the Grumman Goose and de Havilland Dove were also on show. Exhibitors reported a brisk footfall with an estimated 1,200 visitors to the event alone. In Dublin Airport, a thief stole goods from the Loop, the shop at Terminal 1, and Gardaí were notified of the robbery and quickly received a description of the shoplifter from staff at the shop. The thief was then caught on CCTV but had already boarded an aircraft bound for the UK, taking hundreds of euros worth of stolen goods with them. Despite this, the Gardaí acted quickly and contacted the police at Gatwick Airport. They provided the police with a photo of the thief and managed to get the stolen items back to Dublin by lunchtime, thanks to the help of the Ryanair crew on the flight. Upon apprehending the stolen items, Sussex police discovered that they were worth over 660 euros. The Gardaí posted on social media that they'd reached out to their colleagues in Gatwick and provided them with the thief's image before the flight had landed. The items were flown back to Dublin and, according to one source, were back on the shelves by lunchtime. Remember, if you have aviation news you'd like to share, include us in your news emails and send your stories to news@squawk7000.ie. And remember too, we have over 130 episodes of Squawk 7000 in the library, including our summer series of extended interviews with people from the world of aviation. And there's more to come. Enjoy your flying.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.